Fed Chair Warsh said in his first appearance before Congress since becoming chair in May that the Fed's top priority is to bring down the high cost of living that Americans are currently experiencing.
The members of our committee have no tolerance for persistently elevated inflation, and we share a resolute commitment to ensure price stability.
That was a theme that California Congresswoman Maxine Waters emphasized. She's the ranking Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee.
Today, working families are being crushed by the rising cost of living. They pay more at the grocery store, more at the gas pump, and more for housing than they did a year ago. Just today, the bipartisan Joint Economic Committee reported that Americans have paid a total of $56.4 billion more in gas since Trump began his endless war with Iran.
Warsh heads a sharply divided rate-setting committee, with about half of the 19 policymakers penciling in higher interest rates by the end of the year in forecasts released last month. Another half have signaled that they support keeping rates unchanged or even cutting them. The government has reported that inflation fell 0.4% from May to June, driven mostly by cheaper gas prices. Core inflation, which excludes the volatile energy and food categories, was unchanged last month, a broader slowdown in price increases than economists expected. Warsh said the Federal Reserve, under his leadership, will continue to tackle inflation.
The Fed, our number one objective, is getting monetary policy right. That's our clear and constant aim, the star we steer by. And if we get policy right, and I can assure you we will, the inflation surge of the last 5 years will be a thing of the past.
The cooling government inflation figures reduce pressure on the Fed to combat higher prices by hiking interest rates. Still, the renewed conflict in the Middle East has already driven up oil prices and could reverse some of the progress on inflation in coming months. Congresswoman Waters said Warsh, like his predecessor Jerome Powell, is likely to face pressure from President Trump to cut interest rates. She urged Warsh to stand up to him.
Turning to the Federal Reserve, Trump has repeatedly attacked your predecessor, Chairman Jerome Powell, because he refused to kiss the ring and bend monetary policy to the president's demands. His administration continues to try to remove your colleague, Governor Lisa Cook. I hope we hear from you today how exactly you will defend your colleagues and the Federal Reserve.
Since being sworn in, Warsh has insisted that the Fed will continue to remain independent of outside political pressure. Warsh gave no indication in his remarks that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates at its next meeting at the end of this month. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.